Well, Paul Collins is a well-known former Catholic priest and a writer and historian. I asked him why, after so many revelations, including a royal commission, cases like these in northwest Tasmania haven't been particularly public before.
I think in some ways it's just simply because nobody's put it all together. There have been a couple of priests at least that I knew about in the past who had been accused of abuse of students at the college, and quite a number of them had been prosecuted and had served jail terms, with all of the emphasis on Ballarat and its association with Cardinal George Pell. So I think the focus was on those mainland situations, and Bernie just slipped past us.
One of the Tasmanian survivors is Father John Gadauskas. He says he's sharing his story of being abused when he was a child and then went on to become a priest because he wants others to know that he understands their story, not only as a priest but as a human being. That's a pretty sharp judgment, isn't it, of the church's shortcomings?
Yes, I know John personally, and I have a very high regard for him. Yes, it is, and it, of course, does confirm the reality of what the victims are claiming when you've got someone from the very institution itself. I think it is important for priests and bishops who have suffered abuse to speak publicly, because it does give a sense of support, it does give a sense of care, pastoral care, the very thing that I think has been lacking so significantly for victims. So I think it is very brave of John to have come forward, but I do think it's very important that he has done so.
Is there still denial in some parts of the church, perhaps about the scale of the issue, or perhaps about the need to take that really fundamental responsibility for what's gone on and to atone with individuals? And I'm thinking here also, of course, of nuns who felt that their situation of abuse had often gone under the radar.
I think there is still some denial among at least some people of the scale of the abuse, because it's now starting to emerge not only in the English-speaking world. I mean, it's now emerged very, very strongly in France and Germany, but also in Latin America, in the Philippines. So, yes, it's clearly a widespread, even universal problem within the Catholic Church. There's, to some extent, I think the Vatican has recognised that. I think they're still foostering around. They really have no idea what to do. This whole problem goes back to the training of clergy. It goes back to the kind of formation that they received in the seminary, and in some ways I think has, and I include myself here because I was a priest for 33 years, I mean, in some ways it kept us quite immature, and I think we're now reaping the results of that very poor formation.
Paul Collins, thank you very much for speaking with PM.
Thank you, Linda.
Paul Collins, writer, historian, former Catholic priest, speaking to me from Canberra.